Hey guys, what's going on? Welcome back to the Millennial Wave. My name is Rachel Kayleen, and today I have a very, very, very special guest. I'm super excited. We finally have a woman on here. If you guys have been keeping up with some of the different episodes, I've only had like three women on all the podcasts. I don't know why. Don't ask me why, but I'm super excited to have this woman here. It's been too long since I last saw her. When I last saw her, it was sunny outside. It was hot. And we were sweating, but this time around it's a little bit different. So it's nice to be inside when it's a little cold outside. But anyway, I have Ashante Wallace with me today. This woman is an entrepreneur, an author, a women empowerer, and more importantly, a mother. So I'm super excited to have you here. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So for anyone who doesn't know you, you're really big in the Sacramento area. I know that you also hosted one of your own women empowerment events that was a big success, you told me about, and you're very, very involved in social media. You have your own business, so I really want to just have you for a second take the people back, tell them a little bit about who you are and how you got to where you currently are today in entrepreneurship.
Okay, as she said, my name is Ashante, and I actually started my road to entrepreneurship 5 years ago. I worked in a dental office, and I just felt like I could make more money and do something that I really enjoyed doing. Not saying I didn't enjoy the dental office, but I just wanted to be my own boss.
Yeah.
So I got into the hair extension business because at that time, 5 years ago, it wasn't as saturated as it is now. And I just felt like it was a really good opportunity for me to jump right in.
Gotcha. So hair extensions, so is that something that you were passionate about? Is that something that you did yourself?
Yeah, I always knew that I wanted to do something beauty. I just didn't know what. So I purchased my first set of hair extensions in 2014, and I paid about $400 for them.
Wow.
And so I was like, if I can pay this to someone, someone can pay it to me.
Yeah.
So I just did my research, and I actually knew someone that sold hair extensions, and they gave me a vendor, and it just all worked out from there.
So okay. When you were first deciding to start your own business, how did you kind of envision it looking? Like when you say you wanted to go into the beauty industry, what in the beauty industry stood out most to you? Like why hair extensions? What was hard about it? What was something that you did that you didn't realize you'd have to do when you first got involved? Does that make sense?
I honestly thought that sales would be very easy. I didn't know that. I knew that I would have to work for it, but I didn't think I would have to work hard for it.
Gotcha.
So initially, I had a really great product and I had people interested in it, but the people that I thought around me would just be jumping to support me, they weren't. So that was the hard part, is just the people that I actually know, I thought that they would buy, but it was like strangers buying from me. So that was like my obstacle.
That's so interesting. So you thought, like, let's say, for example, are you referring to your girlfriends? You thought that your girlfriends would be the first ones to buy the hair from
you,
right?
Yeah.
Do you know why they weren't?
I've just realized that me, like, stepping into my purpose and chasing after my dreams, I think that it shows people where they're playing small. And so it may not be, like, jealousy, but people just sometimes don't support when you're trying to do something better for yourself because,
absolutely,
you know, they think, like, oh, maybe I should have been doing that.
Yeah, absolutely. So when you started to notice that, see, that's one of the things I've noticed too. When a lot of people get into entrepreneurship or they start to pursue what they're actually passionate about, they start to notice, like, they say, oh, you'll know who your real friends are. You know what I mean? And it's so overplayed, but at the same time, it's so true, right?
Yeah.
So do you feel like you had to cut off a lot of people on your road to entrepreneurship? Have you had to do that in the last 5 years?
Yeah, definitely. My circle is a lot smaller, and it's just, if I don't feel like you're supporting me or feeding me with any positivity or going to help me, then I kind of don't want you in my space because I need only positivity and not anything negative around me.
Yeah, of course. Wow, that's crazy. So, okay, so real quick, just can you take me back to before extensions and business and everything? What did you initially want to do growing up? Like, was it always dental assisting? Like, what were your big aspirations that you felt like, oh, I'm meant for more?
So I did want to be a lawyer when I was in high school. And then when I got, like, to college, I wanted to do more dental. And that was just because I had braces for a really long time and I was, like, fascinated by it. But even being a lawyer or an orthodontist, because that's originally what I wanted to be, that was, like, being my own boss or having my own business. So I knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur and not work for anyone.
Yeah. And what's interesting about what you said is a lawyer and an orthodontist, they both make good money, right? To what, you know, when people in America would say, like, oh, you make six figures or more, you're living life, you're doing great. And let's be real, that's great. You know what I mean? I think they say the 1%, you know, like that 1% of America, that starting income is $400,000. People think that, oh, it's $1 million a year. Like, everyone's after that, $1 million a year. But it really starts at 400,000. And being a lawyer and orthodontist, are those the two things that you were really after? Was like, oh, you know, I want to be able to make a lot of money. Is that why you were considering those two different career options?
Yeah. And when I was younger, my mom exposed me to a lot of different things. Like when I was 16, I went to Europe for 3 weeks. And then when I was 17, I went to China for another 3 weeks. Wow. So I just seen a lot of things and I just felt like I could have more and be more and do more. So just being exposed to all the things that I was exposed to when I was younger, I never wanted to play small.
Okay. And it's, I'm sure you've seen other people play small. I'm sure you've seen other people not live up to their full potential when you know they have it within them. Do you credit that back to the things that you were able to see when you were younger, that your mom exposed you to, that you were able to go and explore an adventure? And do you think that if you wouldn't have had those things, you would be where you are right now?
Yeah, I definitely believe that it is from all the experiences that I've had in life, because I mean, also, too, you have to just want it for yourself. But I have met people that I feel like they're very content and their lifestyle was a little different than mine.
The person has to have it within them. Like,
yeah.
Let's say, for example, someone that's grown up and they've only known Sacramento. They've only known, you know, their city where they grew up in. But yet they go on to bigger and better things that they probably had never even, that are better than their dreams were, whatever it may be. Those people, they just have a certain type of fire within them. You know, we can't really explain it. Like, they just have something. They knew from a young age that they were meant for more. I think we all know that. But there's some people that go after it, and then there's some people that don't. They let fear hold them back, right? But interesting. So now you start your extension business. Fast forward, how did things go? Like, when did you start to see a little bit of a pickup in your business? When did you start to see some traction, some momentum?
So within the first year, I did see traction. I did have people buying. However, like I said, it was more of people that I didn't know that supported me more than the people that I actually knew. And what really made my business pop more than ever was when I decided to expand and go to cosmetology school. And I really went to cosmetology school to gain more knowledge of the beauty industry. But then I found out that I was actually really good at hair and had a passion for doing hair. So now I not only sell hair extensions, I do hair as well.
Do you think that doing hair has helped you 10 times your extension business because you have so many clients that go and get their hair done? Oh, hey, you know, you're able to kind of add it in there.
Yeah, it definitely helps. Even before I started doing hair, people would ask me, like, okay, well, you sell the hair. Can you do my hair? And I'm like, well, I don't really do hair. So it has helped me a lot doing hair now.
Okay. And then what's the ultimate goal with that? Like, now that you, obviously, you graduated, right? Woo, congrats. Yeah. And then you have the extension business that you've now had for 5 years. Mm-hmm. How long was school? How long did you have to go to school for?
It took me a year.
Oh, it took you? Oh, that's not bad. Yeah. That's not bad at all. Yeah. How was that? Like, what? It's so funny. People always say, do you think that your passion is, you know, it's something that you find or it's something that you already have? Like, do you think that you already had a passion for hair, for, like, you know, the, not just, like, selling it, but doing it, and then you finally found the passion? Like, what would you say? Which one is it? Finding or doing? Finding it or, like, already having it?
I definitely think it's something that you already have in you, and you just have to take the right road and the right path to bring it out of you. So I knew that I wanted to do beauty. I wasn't sure what I wanted to do as far as beauty. I'd always see, like, fashion in magazines and on TV, and I just always thought it was nice. And then so now I can contribute to that by doing hair.
Yeah. So now that you have your business and you have you're able to do hair, what's the ultimate goal? What do you want to be able to do with it long term?
So I have a salon idea. It's a little bit more than a salon, but I have an idea for that. And so that's really like my ultimate goal, is to have exquisite hair sold in numerous salons, and including my salon. And then I just have this big idea for a big, big salon.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Yeah. And you want it to be in Sacramento?
No, I want it to be in LA.
Okay, good. That's what I was like. Good choice. Yeah. LA is where it's at, but that's awesome. So when you say like a big salon, you want it to be, do you want it to be multi-purpose, or do you want it to be set, like only hair, strictly hair?
Yeah, it's definitely going to be multi-purpose. That's why I can't really say it's like a salon. It's like a salon.
Like a spa? Center.
Yeah. Okay. It has a lot in it.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So for anyone starting, wanting to start their own business, I think this is a good like segue into your book, because you actually just wrote a book, right? Yeah. About how to start a business with no money, and how you started your business with no money. So why don't you tell them a little bit about why you decided to write the book, and kind of what went behind that?
So the question is for everyone is like, how do you start a business with little to no money? And I know that there are so many people that want to start businesses that really just don't know what direction to go. You do need, you know, money to get like your business license and all the proper paperwork. So you do need to figure that out. And in my book, I tell you how you can figure that out to get that money. But I just wrote it because I really thought that it was a need and it would be helpful to people. And ultimately, I want to help people.
Yeah, of course. So you're telling me that you literally started your business with no money.
I'm not saying, like I said, you need money for like all your licenses and stuff. And I was working as a dental assistant previously to that. So I did have money saved up. But hair extensions, with drop shipping and all that, you can definitely start that with no money. So
yeah. Going into like the starting your own business, what was the hardest part about it, like the technical side, like getting a business license, tax forms, things of that nature?
I've just been really blessed throughout my whole journey to where I have had people that I know that have started businesses already and been very successful with their business. So I just had a lot of help, a lot of people that wanted to help me and mentor me with, you know, getting all my proper paperwork filled out and marketing and what I need to do to run a successful business.
Of course. And that's why you decided to write the book, was to be able to share what you've learned from those people with others.
Yeah.
How long did it take you to write the book?
Honestly, it took me about 2 weeks.
Really?
Yeah, it was a really fast thing.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Did you have it edited? Like, did anyone, you know, go through it, edit it for you?
Yeah, I had a couple people edit it. They read it, and, like, I'm really a good writer.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a lot that they had to edit, but I did have help from other people to make sure I was saying, like, the right things and using proper grammar and things like that.
Oh, wow. So now you have – how long is the book?
It's an ebook, and so it comes out to about 24 pages.
Oh, wow. That's not bad at all.
Yeah.
That's like, but it's like full pages.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. There's different chapters, like different sections. So one of them is about like starting your business. That's the first step, like the business license, business name, all that. You got to get the proper paperwork. Then of course, what's the next step?
The next one is marketing, and then the next one is funding. And then, so I break it up into four sections. Mm-hmm. And then the last section is just me giving tips and talking about my journey and just motivating people.
Okay. Got it. Wow. So what if someone wanted to start a business with, like, you see a lot of online entrepreneurs, they don't really have a product, don't really have a service. They kind of just have themselves, their brand, right? Would you suggest someone that is trying to brand themselves as, you know, a credible figure, an authority, a leader, a speaker, whatever it is that they're after. You know what I mean? They're trying to attract the right people to them, to their tribe. Would you tell someone like that to go and get a business license to be able to have all those things ready for if they do choose to sell anything? Or what would you tell someone that is completely opposite of how you started? Like, now I know that you're venturing off into, obviously, social media, getting your name out there, building your brand, and just doing all these different multifaceted things. You just wrote a book. What would you tell someone that is doing what you're doing now, how they would start it if they just want to do simply that instead of selling a product or service?
So you're saying basically if they just wanted to build a career off of like social media?
Yes, like a brand off of social media. There's a lot of people like, you know, in their 20s, you know, like, I want to be on this platform and I want to be the authority on it. What would you tell them? Would you tell them, oh no, you need a product, you need a service, or can they do it just themselves?
They could definitely do it themselves, and whatever name they want to go by, I would make sure it's trademarked, so all the work that you're putting in, you know, someone can't take that away from you. So I would have my business structure set up for myself if that's, you know, just what I wanted to do rather than sell a product, just so all the hard work that you're putting into it wouldn't be taken away.
Yeah. And have you ever seen anyone get their, like, basically their name taken away? Have you ever seen anyone have that happen?
No, I haven't, but I know that
it's definitely a possibility, especially if you're getting up there, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. So now that you're venturing off into branding, right, and social media and YouTube and the book, what made you want to go those routes when you already have, like, a really good business? You know, you obviously graduated. What made you want to, oh, I want to go into social media now. I want to be able to share my knowledge with other people. What sparked?
I am all about helping people. And like you said, I do the women's empowerment. So I just felt like there was a platform where I needed to share my story and my voice and just be an inspiration to people and motivation to people. And I feel like social media is the way to do it. You have people that want to see you and want to see what you're doing, and if you can be a positive light to people, then why not do it?
Of course. Okay, and I've noticed also you said you've seen a lot of traction with YouTube since you started, what, 4 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Okay, literally, guys, like, we all know, anyone that has a YouTube channel, if you have over 200 subscribers in 4 weeks, that's pretty freaking good. Like, that is pretty freaking good, right? So what made you gain all that traction? Yeah, you posted on different platforms, but do you think you already had a big following on Instagram or the book? Like, what, why so much? Why do you think? And are you consistent with posting?
Yeah, I'm very consistent. I post on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays. And I believe that that is what helped me. And before I started, I did research on, like, how to be successful with a YouTube channel. And the number one thing was really to just be consistent. And also, I know, like, the titles and the things that I'm talking about, how to make money and entrepreneurship and motivation, those are really huge topics. So I think that that has helped me a lot too. And I just post across all of my platforms. And sometimes I know that I post, like, to a point maybe where I'm annoying. So,
you think so?
I think that that has helped too, because I'm just constantly promoting myself. Like, I always hear, promote yourself heavy. And
yeah,
that's what I do. So
yeah,
I think that's helped a lot.
Of course. So, okay. So you have a lot going on, right? So there's one side that is your business. There's your hair extensions, you do hair. And then there's another side where you're just branding yourself and you're doing your best to share your knowledge and everything like that. And you have a blog. Is your blog and your YouTube the exact same, just very similar, you know, motivating and sharing knowledge and being able to inspire people?
Yeah, so my blog, it started out just completely women's empowerment, and I would have different women showcase themselves on my blog, and I post on my blog. And now I'm opening it up to more of my YouTube content, posting that on there as well. So it's a little bit of both. It's still really women's empowerment. But, yeah, it's a little bit of both.
Okay, got it. And it kind of brings me to, have you seen, like, when you do motivational and inspirational talks, Do you ever feel like, oh, sometimes I just want to, like, showcase other things that I'm passionate about? Do you feel like that would mess up the branding message? Like, if you, I don't know how to explain, like, for me, like, let's say I like to do the same thing. I like to do entrepreneurial talks, like, talking about business, mindset, things of that nature. But then there's sometimes where I'm like, I just want to showcase, like, a random day with my friends when it has nothing to do with that. It's like, I don't want to create a whole new YouTube channel to be able to do that. I want to be able to incorporate it into what I'm already doing. But how can someone that wants to, like, 100% show themselves, be themselves, show everything about their life, but then still keep it professional, how would you suggest someone do that?
So I feel like if you are promoting positivity and motivation, and that is your true self and your true life, then it shouldn't be a problem with you posting a day out with your friends, because you'll have some motivation or inspiration within that day.
Oh, like a vlog style.
Yeah.
Got it. So, okay, and you said you post Monday, Wednesday, Saturday?
Yeah.
Okay. What are they, different, like, talks each day, or is it just different? Everything's different.
Everything's different. Monday, I have been posting with a friend of mine, and we've been doing different, like, beauty stuff and mom stuff, because we're both moms, mm-hmm. and I'm a cosmetologist, and she's an esthetician, so
okay.
I use Monday for that, and then Wednesday and Saturday is, like, my day, and I talked about my book, and I talked about how to stay motivated and time management, so I just talk about different things that I feel can help people.
Okay, so do you feel like most of the people that are attracted to you, or most of your tribe, would be women? Moms?
Women, yeah.
Women.
I don't know. I'm trying to get more into talking about motherly things.
Mm-hmm.
But it is still kind of hard, because with entrepreneurship, not everyone is mom. So just bringing it all together, I'm working on that.
Okay. And is there any other platform that you use? So you said that most of your content is posted on your blog and your YouTube. Is there anything else that you're utilizing besides Instagram?
And Facebook.
Okay. Do you have your own group by chance?
No, I'm actually in a lot of Facebook groups, and I joined the Boss Babe Society group, and that has helped a lot, because that's a tribe of just women and women entrepreneurs that are, you know, willing to help each other, so that's a good thing.
I literally want to ask you about that, because I'm in so many groups, and I get so many group requests, and sometimes I consider starting my own group, but I feel like no one pays attention to the groups, because I don't pay attention to the groups, because it's so hard with so much noise. You know what I mean? Like, how do you find a good group that you can actually go into, and what's the main purpose that you go in there for? Knowledge, accountability, connections? Like, what's your main purpose when you're going into a group, and what do you look for?
So some groups I go in for knowledge, and some groups I go in for networking. And literally, like, one day I just got on Facebook and I just looked at, like, Instagram influencers or hair salon networking, just different things that I'm interested in. And I feel like the groups, they fit what I'm going for. So I pay attention to them and I post in them and I get great responses.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you're doing that. You're in the groups. I'm just curious, how do you find time for all of this? Like, you literally are shooting videos Monday, Wednesday, Saturday. You have videos out, like, consistently. Then you obviously work, and then you have your business, and then you have a child, and then, like, what the heck? Like, how do you find so much time?
I don't.
No? Okay, question. Question. Are you married? Are you dating? You're not dating or married. Okay, do you feel like you just choose not to, or you're just so busy? You feel like no one can keep up?
I'd love to date.
There we go.
I just find time. After I'm done working, I make sure that my daughter is all set for the next day. And then while she's, like, watching her iPad or playing in my hair, I'm just on the computer and doing what I have to do. So yeah. I know that I have to make it work for me and her, and that's just what motivates me to make time for everything I need to do.
Yeah, of course. So, okay, so what about this? When you do have free time, what do you usually, put towards your free time? What do you like to do?
I sleep.
Asleep, okay. That's always good to catch up on some sleep.
I mean, usually when I do have free time, I try to book a trip or go somewhere.
Oh, fun. Just went to Thailand, huh?
Yeah.
How was that?
It was awesome. Yeah? I was there for 10 days with my best friends, and I just got to let my hair down a little bit.
Heck yeah. Didn't you ride an elephant?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's so cool. I haven't rode one since, like six, maybe. I don't even remember where it was at. Well, Six Flags used to have an elephant ride, right?
I'm not sure.
No? Where are you originally from?
I'm from Sacramento.
You are? Okay. So you've been in Sacramento your whole life. You must know a lot of people.
Yeah.
A lot of connections?
Yeah.
Would you ever move away? I know that you want to have your salon in LA, but would you stay here?
Probably not.
No? LA is like where you want to be.
Yeah.
Same. I'm right there with you. That's awesome. Okay. So going back to actually, you said that before you started your business, you were in dentistry. So when were you able to quit that job and go full-time in your business?
So I was in dentistry for about 2 years before I quit my job. And it was just a situation where I'm a really hard worker and I didn't feel as appreciated as I should. And I knew, like I said, I could make more money doing what I was doing, which was the hair at the time. Mm-hmm. And so, after 2 years, I just went full force and did my hair extension company.
Were you nervous at all?
I don't remember being nervous, but maybe no? I was.
Wow. I feel like it's so hard to like sit here and talk to you because you're super humble. It's ridiculous. It's almost like crazy because I'm over here thinking like, dang, this girl is killing it. Like, I feel like you'd be more, boss. I don't know. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but you're super humble. Like, you have good answers. Like, you're just like straight to the point. Like, you don't have to explain a lot. You're just like, this is it. That's it. Like, it's simple. It's very simple. Do you feel like a lot of people overcomplicate what they have to do in life? Like, you think that a lot of people overthink things?
Yeah. Overthinking is definitely like a killer.
For sure.
Yeah.
What do you think is one of the hardest things that you've experienced within your journey? Like, what is one obstacle, one mindset shift that you really had to make to get things to go to the next level for you that maybe you were struggling with before?
So actually going to school at Paul Mitchell, the culture is just all about positivity and spreading love. And I always thought that I was a really positive person. And once I start going there and just seeing everything that goes on as far as positivity, like they really just like drill it into us. Wow. I realized that some of my thinking was negative. And I always thought that I believed in myself, but that just showed me or helped me believe in myself a lot more. So just that whole culture of like positivity has just helped me and changed my mind. And I really believe that no matter what I want, I can have and I can do it. And it's just, I don't know, positivity just changes your life.
Yeah. I love that. And she's absolutely right. Like always being solution oriented, thinking positive. It's never about what happens to you. It's about how you react to what happens to you, right? Because bad things happen to all of us. The wind hits all of us, right? Just as hard. But it's more so about how you handle it, how you're able to fight back and do your own thing and just come out on top from it. That's great. So also, you said you have a book about, how to start a business with no money. And we all know that you told us the different steps. What are the different steps for mindset? What would you say the very first step is when you want to start a business? What's the very first thing that you need to master in your mind before you do anything?
Really believing in yourself. Like you have to believe in yourself and believe in your dream and whatever it is that you're going to do. You have to believe in that because if you don't, then you won't be successful and you have to want it. Be a little hungrier than others because nobody wants it as bad as you do. And once you have that hunger and drive inside of you, then it can work out if you keep at it.
Of course. You said that one of the hardest things for you to be able to get was the positivity. Okay, positivity, yes. That's something that you had to gain. That's something that you had to learn and get better at. But what about a skill set that you just weren't maybe comfortable with at first that you had to break through and just get uncomfortable because you knew it would help you? Usually the things that make us the most uncomfortable are always the things that help us the most. So is there something that you had to go through that was maybe a little uncomfortable at first, but you just did it and then you were unstoppable? Is there anything that happened to you?
Talking to people.
Talking to people?
Yes.
Gosh.
Oh my. Yeah.
In the salon?
Well, just anywhere. I wouldn't say I'm shy, but I'm shy.
Okay.
So, like, I hate talking on the phone. I just don't like...
Really?
Yeah, I don't like talking to people. Not, like, in a bad way. I just don't like
No, I hear you.
Talking.
Yeah.
So, just breaking out of my shell and talking to people more has helped me a lot. Because if I don't tell you what I do, then you never know. So,
yeah.
I have to talk to tons of people, and that's... It's a challenge for me, but I'm coming out my shell.
That's awesome. And it's so funny that you actually say that, and I'm very surprised because usually I don't mind talking to people on the phone. I don't really care, but I don't always prefer to, right? Like, when me and you actually met on Instagram, like, we talked about talking outside of Instagram. And then you're like, oh, good, go ahead and call me. I'm like, what? Call you? Like, you're the one that said to call you. And I'm like, what? Like, I didn't really, like I said, I didn't care. But I mean, I don't ever want to sound like, you know, a mean person. But I'm always like, why do you want to talk on the phone? You know what I mean? Like,
well, because sometimes when you're texting or emailing, you just can't say everything. And so when I feel like the conversation is, like, getting too much for me to text, I'm like, just call me, girl.
Yeah. And that's why I was like, wow, really? You don't like to talk on the phone? Because I'm so surprised. But you know what? That actually makes a lot of sense. So, okay, anyone that maybe doesn't like to talk to people, because let's be real, I'd say there's a lot more introverts than extroverts in the world. There's a lot more people that are afraid to talk to people than there are people that aren't afraid to talk to people, you know? So what would you say someone that maybe is in their shell a little bit but wants to be able to talk to more people, what are a couple of things that they should do to get better at that?
Well, for me, I just told myself, like, this is your business. You have to talk. So I don't really have any suggestions. I just say, like, everything you want is on the other side of fear. So go out there and talk.
How did you get most of your clients when you first started your business? Did you already have a lot of people in like your address book or what? Contacts, whatever. I don't know why I just said address book. Oh my God.
Once I started wearing extensions, people start asking me about it. And I'm like, oh, I sell hair. And then once I start going to school, I start telling everybody I sold hair. Then I had my friends at school with me. They tried the hair out, and then people start seeing them wear it. So then more people wanted to wear it. And then once I got to my salon, I told them that I sold hair. And now I have, like, my salon buying the hair from me. Like, renters inside of the salon, they buy the hair. Yeah. So just, I guess I was my own model. Like, people see my hair, then they start asking questions, then they seen other people's hair, and so it was just more the word of mouth and them seeing it and loving it, and that's how it all worked out.
So everything was word of mouth?
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. So did you ever, like, word of mouth, it's like you can never really, you can't force anyone to do anything. You can't force anyone to slide their credit card and buy the, you know, you don't know when the person's going to buy the hair because you don't know who the person's talking to and then who that person is talking to. You never really know. Is there ever a time where you're like, man, like, how can I get this out there faster? How can I market this in a way that has people buying it every single day, like multiple orders a day? How did you do that? How did you market it besides that? Or how are you marketing it now to grow it to be able to at least estimate what your revenue is going to be that month?
Social media helped a lot. Just posting the hair and people seeing the quality of it and doing little tutorials and things like that, that helped a lot. But I still am working more on my marketing because I do feel like it's good, but there's always room for improvement.
Mm-hmm. And are you doing online marketing, like paid marketing?
Yeah, I do like Facebook ads and Instagram ads and stuff.
Okay. When you first had to learn that, did you have to go to a lot of different experts, or like at least did you like have to look up a lot of different things to figure out, okay, what's the best way to do this, to do that, to be able to get people to convert?
I am really into like listening to webinars and podcasts and things like that. So that's all I did was just like listen to those type of things and figure it out on my own. And I did have success from figuring it out on my own. But now I do have someone that is an expert in that. And so she posts things for me and that works out too.
Okay. Question two. So for someone, let's give two examples. For someone that is maybe broke, that's starting a new business, that wants to be able to sell something of their own, they have their product just like you do, and they wanted to learn Facebook ads because they want to get out there and market, but they're on a very strict budget and they can't really invest into a coach or a course or someone to help them with these things that's an expert or a professional that can help them 10x it. But then there's another person that has the money to do so that doesn't want to learn it on their own. Do you suggest that, okay, if you have the money to invest into advertising and you can spend that type of money and not learn it on your own, go and focus on what you're good at, let these other people focus on the ads and what they're good at. Would you suggest someone do that, like save up the money so you can invest into a professional? Or would you suggest, oh, just learn it on your own, even though it's going to take longer, learn it on your own so that way you know how to do it if you're broke and you don't have the resources to go and invest into someone else? What do you think? Like, there's two different, completely different things, but then there's people that are like, why would you want to spend all your time and waste time doing this and focusing on something that you don't even enjoy, which is like ads or something, instead of hiring someone to do what you're not good at so you can focus on what you're good at? What do you think? Two very different things.
If you're broke and hungry and want your business to grow, you'll do what it takes to make it grow. And the classes that I took were completely free. It's just scrolling on Facebook and you know how they have all these new entrepreneurs that want to show you something. So you find you find a class that works for you. And literally, like, it was to learn the ads, it was like a 5-step class that I did. And I just sat there for like 2 hours a day and listened to it and tried it out. And sure enough, it worked.
Wow. Oh, wow. So you have a good amount of time to, like, watch these, follow them, you know, and then implement.
I'm listening while, like, I'm doing, you know, things around the house. I'm not just, like, sitting there.
Yeah,
I'm listening.
I got you. Okay, cool. So with the ads and everything, I want to say, like, for me, what I can completely agree with that, because one of the things that I hated doing when I first started making videos was editing. Oh my God. Like, cause I didn't have a camera and I definitely didn't have this laptop, and I would edit everything from like my phone. It was a nightmare. And I was like, oh my God, I can't wait for the day when I can just spare all this extra money towards a video editor or something of that nature. So I get what you're saying. Like, I had to do everything on my own. At least I know how to edit videos now. I'm really thankful for that, because one thing that I learned growing up is the only person you can ever rely on is yourself, right? The only person that you can ever count on is you. So being able to know at least how to do some of these things is great, because if you ever, you know, have someone that messes up on something or doesn't do something the right way, at least you know you can get the job done instead of having someone else, you know, instead of you not knowing what to do and then you're just left with it. Like, hey, I can't do this today. Well, dang, I need it by tonight. It's the deadline, you know? So I can definitely agree with that. Is there anyone that you currently look up to now, like any mentors that you have in your life that really help you guide you in the right direction for your business and your brand?
Yeah, I have a lady. She helps me. She has a nonprofit and she's been really successful in her business. She's had it over 10 years.
Wow.
And so when I need any advice or anything, I go to her like, hey, read this, check this out, or this is what I'm trying to do. Can you help me with this? So, yeah, she's very helpful.
Yeah, of course. Okay, and one more thing before we go. We've talked a little bit, or at least I've heard a lot of the things that you say. Like, when you're able to create a lot of success, you have all this knowledge, you've been able to see a lot of different things, and of course, you're the person that was able to do this. Like, you built this, you did it. This is all you, right? But you've also had a lot of people that's helped you along the way, share their knowledge, give you advice. You had the mentor. What would you tell someone? Where can they find a mentor like the ones that you've surrounded yourself with? Where would you suggest they go, and what should they immerse themselves in to get around the right crowd and get more away from the other crowd that maybe isn't pointing them in the right direction?
Well, just from my experience, I just found people that were working and doing something with themselves. And I really believe in, like, if you surround yourself around 10 successful people, then you'll be the 11th. Mm-hmm. So if you find a group of people that are positive and working towards something and you join that group, then it'll be very helpful for you. But if you stay around negativity and negative people, then it may be a little hard for you to get to where you're going.
Of course. Awesome. All right, guys. Oh, let them know where they can find you.
You can find me on Instagram. My Instagram name is really complicated, but it's _t.ay_. So
yes.
It's kind of complicated.
Are you going to change it ever? Don't change it, please.
Yeah, I haven't changed it in like a long time.
Good.
Or you can find me on YouTube at Exquisitely Tay, and then all my links are on there.
Perfect. Awesome. Thank you so much for being on the show, guys. Again, remember to follow her _t.ay_.
Yes.
That's Tay. All right. Thanks for having me on the show. See you guys next time.